Hello, friends, and welcome to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope this message will equip, encourage, and edify you in your journey of life. We'd love to connect with you. Please email us at info@coastlinecc.org. And for more information about our church and our services, visit coastlinecc.org. Now let's open our hearts and open God's Word. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, it says this, you can follow along. It says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, grace of God, and our faith in what Jesus did. And that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Putting money in the offering plate doesn't get you to heaven. Paying the church doesn't get you to heaven. It's only through grace and faith, not of our works. If it was up to us to get to heaven, man, we'd all be out of luck. And what it says in verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." I want to read that verse one more time. Verse 10, "For we are his workmanship." Okay, remember, we're saved by grace through faith. It's not about us. It's not my works. We don't want anybody boasting about their good works. So it's not that. Why? Because we are his workmanship. We're created in Christ Jesus unto or for good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Before we jump into the meat of the message, I want to break that verse down. This verse, verse number 10, gives us a powerful truth of why we pursue growth in Christ. And that's the message today, is I believe Jesus is the only way, not just to heaven and to eternal security in heaven, but Jesus is the only way to real growth. Real Christian growth. The only way is through Jesus Christ. Listen, you can read all the books that you want to do. You can set your alarm. Listen, but if you're doing it in your own power, you won't make it. The only way to real Christian growth, and by the way, Christian today, I hope that you want to grow as a Christian. I hope that you don't want to stand still and just kind of maintain. I hope that you are constantly in pursuit of growth. Jesus is the only way to growth. But verse 10 shows us why, and we'll break it down. "For we are his workmanship." The Greek word, New Testament was written in the Greek language. That word workmanship in the original Greek is poema. And it means something crafted or designed with intention. So if we are his workmanship, something crafted or designed with intention, we have to remember, each one of us today, that we are God's, you are God's masterpiece. You are shaped by his hand for a purpose. God has a purpose for your life. No matter what you have faced, been through, done, you are designed with a purpose. You are his workmanship. There's a reason you're here on earth. "Created in Christ Jesus unto good works" is the next part, where is workmanship? "Created in Christ Jesus unto good works." Salvation is not by works. We saw that in verse 9. It's not by works. But salvation should result in good works. Because we are saved, because we've given our heart to Jesus and trusted in the gospel of Jesus Christ for salvation. Listen, we're not saved because of the good things that we do. But because we are saved, because we've trusted in Christ, we should produce good works. We should live for Jesus. We're not saved by works, but we are saved unto good works, for good works. Growth in Christ, church, leads to action. Growth in Christ leads to action. We're created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God, church, has already prepared a path of growth and purpose for each and every one of us. We are called to grow. The Christian life, yes, is a marathon. It's not a sprint. I've heard that a million times, and it's true. But often, many of us, we're not on a marathon or a sprint. We're sitting down, doing nothing. Resting in our salvation, we're so glad that we're saved and we don't have to go to hell and we're going to heaven and we love the Lord, but we don't want to do anything for him. We're fine staying the way we are. And if you want an illustration of that, that'd be like you right now still sleeping in a crib, drinking from a bottle, wearing diapers. That would be crazy. But spiritually, many of us do the same thing. We get saved. We give our heart to Jesus. We really don't want to grow because growth takes work. Growth takes change. And we don't like change. God has already prepared a path of growth and purpose for us. And our responsibility, your responsibility today, Christian, is to walk in it, to keep running our race and pressing forward, that we should walk in them. God is calling us to growth. So since we are God's workmanship, we should trust Him to shape us and mold us. And change what He needs to change about us. Since we're created for good works, you should pursue spiritual growth. I want to know more about God. I want to not just know more about God, but I want to know God more personally. I want my prayer life to strengthen. I want my gospel witness to increase. I want my faithfulness to the things of God to be more active in my life. We should be pursuing growth. And since God has prepared our path already, we need to stay the course and finish strong. It is March 2nd, 2025. I have already mentioned this many times before, but at the beginning of this year, my wife and I did a 21-day fast. We did it a couple years ago as well. This no sugar, no this, no that. Really, at the beginning of that fast, it feels like no happiness. You're just fasting from all things joyful and happy because you can't have any ice cream, no sugar, no this. You can't even have milk. You can't have nothing. It's just brutal. I don't understand it all. I just trust my wife. But I'll say this. After 2 or 3 weeks, you start to see some results. You lose some weight, feel a bit better. Well, in the middle of that fast, and I've mentioned this as well, I was in the bathroom, and we had a big mirror, and I was, feeling better. I'm losing a little bit of weight, and I looked in the mirror at the side, and I noticed something that I hadn't noticed before, and that was that my stomach had increased in size a little bit since the last time I saw. And I said, "Is that a tumor?" No, that's just eating too much junk food. And I said, "Oh, I don't like that. I'm like, I need to do something about this." I was like, "Man, I'm better than that." That's what I thought. I said, "You know what? I don't have to do that." I said, "I need to start running." We had started over the last 3-4 years. We have used a iPhone app called Couch to 5K, and it's, you start on the couch, and then after 8 weeks you can run a 5K, and it's this program, this running program. So that day I said, "You know what? I am starting this app again." Now I'll tell you this much. Here's my running shoes, by the way. I said, "I am doing this 5K. I'm doing this app, and it's 3 days a week. You can't wear Dunks, Mercy. It'll hurt your ankles if you do that. So you got to use the Brooks." Now, Fenway, my dog, has chewed off the end of one of these, but that's okay. So I said, "I am starting tomorrow morning." I think it was night when I saw it in the mirror. I said, "Tomorrow morning, I don't care. I got to bring the kids to school for 6:45 in the morning. I got to leave. I'm running before that." And this is January, okay? And I said, "I'm doing it, baby." So 5 o'clock, alarm went off. Day one, week one. There's 3 days a week. You have 3 days, and the app tells you exactly what to do. The app will say, I have my headphones in, and it'll say, it also says, it says, "Great job for choosing to run today." The app will tell me that. And I'm like, yeah sure. Thank you. I'll say this though. That app may be nice, but like I'll run 2-3 days in a row, and the next day it'll say on a little notification, like, "Time to dust off those running shoes." I'm like, "I ran yesterday. What do you want me to do, man?" So day one, week one. And it's very easy. It doesn't have you start off immediately like running, all this thing. It says jog for 1 minute and then walk for a minute and a half. And, when you don't run for a couple of years, that's kind of challenging to do. So I started then. Week one, week two, it gets a little bit harder each week. They increase your running time and decrease your walking time, and it's longer periods of running. And I'll tell you, those first few weeks you haven't used these muscles in a while. Your lungs are very, not as strong. And I'm wheezing at the end, and I'm like, "Oh, I can't do it. It's brutal." If I had woke up that morning, that first morning, said, "I'm just going to run for 20 minutes straight. I don't care. I'm doing it," I wouldn't have made it. I would have vomited everywhere. It would have been a mess. I would have passed out, being My watch would have said, do you need me to call somebody? We think you've fallen. Yes, that's what would have happened. You start small. You build endurance. You push forward to the finish. And church, spiritual growth works the same way. Jesus is the only way to real growth. But we, as Christians, as the children of God, must start. Jesus is who grows us. But we won't grow by just sitting down. God won't force us to grow. He may allow things to happen in our lives that are supposed to produce growth, and still we may fight against it. We have to start and stay the course and strive to finish well. And I have three things today for us, and we'll be done. And the first point is, in this life's race, in this race of life that we're running, Christian growth, we need to start with step one. We need to start, that's the first point, start with step one. Jesus is the source of our growth. Before a runner can go anywhere, and by the way, I am not the end-all be-all on running by any means at all, but before a runner can go anywhere, they must take the first step. I had to get up that morning, and listen, I had a lot of determination. I was like, I need to make some changes immediately, and I'm done. I'm making changes. So I got up that morning, and it starts off with a five-minute warm-up where you can just kind of walk, and then the running and all that starts, and at the end, there's a five-minute cool-down, about 30 minutes a day, and I said, I'm doing it. So I got out there, I'm walking, and then it starts. Then it's time to go. Hey, begin running is what it'll say. Begin running. Okay, so here we go. So I'm running, I'm going, and after about a minute, it's like, okay, you can start walking. Okay, so I'm walking for 30 seconds. And then start running, and then you do it again. Boom, boom, boom. And I'm going. But I never would have gotten anywhere if I don't take that first step. And spiritually, step one for us, church, spiritually, is we need to come to Jesus. Some of us in the room, maybe we've never actually given our heart to Jesus, trusted in the gospel of Jesus Christ to save us. Today, listen, step one is, Jesus, I give you my heart. I give you my life. I trust you with my soul. I trust you with my eternity. I'm giving it all to you. That's step one for the Christian, for the person. And then after that, step one, we begin to grow. It's trusting his grace. It's beginning our journey of faith. Jesus said in John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We start with step one. You want to grow as a Christian? You got to take that step. God, I'm ready to make some changes. I'm ready to do what you want me to do. I'm ready to take step one. Jesus is the only way to real, lasting growth. We can try to improve ourselves, but without Jesus, we're just running in circles. Without Jesus, we are just running in circles. If you want to grow in faith, take that first step today. Maybe it's committing to prayer. Maybe it's committing to, but you, church, whatever it is, you've got to take that first step. You got to start going. You can't give up. You say, man, I need to make changes. I'm ready to be done. I'm ready to stop living for myself. I'm ready to stop kind of finding my own way and chart my own course. I'm ready to follow Jesus Christ no matter what it takes. I'm ready to take that first step. And by the way, that first day hurts a lot. It's painful. It's annoying. It's frustrating. You get to a point where you're like, I don't know if this is even worth it. I don't even know if this is a good idea. I've been fine before. I haven't been running for 3 years. Why do I need to start now? It's not that bad. But we have to. If you want to grow in faith, you've got to take that first step. Maybe it's surrendering a burden to the Lord. Maybe it's, Lord, man, I've been just, it's hard. I got this burden in my life, this trial that I'm facing. But for some reason, I keep holding on to it. I can't seem to let go. I feel like if I let go, I'm letting go of something that's important to me. Some of you, that first step is letting go of that. Maybe it's reading your Bible more. Maybe it's praying more. I don't know. But you've got to take step one. Secondly, is this though. Yes, take the first step. But the second one is this. Stay the course. Stay the course and don't look back. You say, Pastor, are you going to run this whole sermon? I may. And I'll tell you why. I'm trying to illustrate something to you because right now I'm doing fine. But in about 10 minutes, I'm going to be even more winded. I'm going to be like, this is a dumb idea. Why do you have dumb ideas, Donald? But I want you to see that me doing this dumb illustration, running around, thank God I put my good shoes on though, it's funny, and we can, but in life, we start feeling that way. We keep going. We keep running. Listen, as adults, my kids, God bless them, we take care of them. But as adults, guess what? We have to keep going. We have responsibilities, don't we? We have to stay the course. We can't look back. Listen, once I jog or once I start running, listen, for me, I say, man, I don't really feel like running today, but I'm going to do it. And when I press the button on my phone and it says start walking or start your warm-up, and I get going down Bassett Lane and I take a left onto 6A, I say, well, I'm already started. I better just keep going. Listen, as Christians, as people of God, oftentimes we say, you know what? I want to move on for God. I want to grow in my faith. I want to be used of God. But my past is pretty messy. How could God use me? And we start saying, man, I want to use. And the enemy's like, no, you can't. Because guess what? Remember what happened to you as a kid? Remember what happened? Remember what you chose to do as a teenager? Hey, remember the life that you've lived so far? And we start getting held back. Listen, we have to stay the course. We have to keep going. We have to keep moving forward. I'm not going to let my past pull me back. I'm going to trust God. He's forgiven me. Listen, I've had a past. You think I'm just some guy that's got no history? No. I've had addictions. I've had issues. I've had problems. I've been a jerk. I've struggled with many issues. And listen, I can't let those past forgiven faults keep me from moving on for Jesus Christ. In our spiritual journey, if we dwell on mistakes, if we dwell on our failures in the past, we can't grow. What did Paul say in Philippians 3? He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Paul reminds us, church, that growth happens when we press forward. We can't keep looking back. The reason some of you are in the same spot spiritually that you were a year ago, because every time the Spirit of God says, I want you to grow closer to me. I want you to serve me in a greater way. I want you to pray more. I want to be closer to you. We take that step, but immediately we're pulled back by our past. We don't think we have it in us. Listen, I'll tell you this much. I've started this program, this Couch to 5K, 3 different times. I've made it to week 5 and quit. I made it to week 6 one time, a couple years back, made it to week 6. Life got busy and I stopped doing it. Right now I'm on week 7. Week 7 is walk for 5 minutes and then run for 25 minutes straight. I didn't think I'd ever do that, but right now I'm doing it somehow because we've gone piece by piece. And I thought, man, I had never made it this far. I've failed every other time. I've quit every other time. But this time, physically, as Donald Savini said, man, I want to finish this strong. I want to do it. I'm not looking back to the other times that I failed in this program. No, this is a different time. I'm not focusing on that. No, I'm moving forward. Paul reminds us in Philippians 3 that growth happens when we press forward. In church, Christian today, if you're not growing, you're standing still, and even worse, some of you might be regressing. You're not just not growing for the Lord, but because you're at a standstill and decided to just kind of pause and let your past haunt you or whatever, you're not just not growing, you're regressing. You're getting farther away from God. Your spiritual life is getting weaker by the day because you're not moving forward at all. So day by day, you're getting farther from God. Your faith is weakening, and it's easier to not be in the house of God. It's easier to not pray. It's easier to not read the Word. It's easier to not share your faith because you haven't done it for so long. If you're not growing, you're dying. So are you holding on to past failures? Are you holding on to past mistakes or past problems and trials that have happened to you out of your control? Sometimes it's not the decisions that we've made. It's the decisions that others have made that have affected us. And we hold on to that pain and resentment and unforgiveness, and it holds us back. Do not, listen, if you've stumbled in your faith, it's time to get back up and keep on going for Jesus Christ. Don't let that stumble keep you. Keep growing. Keep moving forward. And the last one is this. Strive to finish strong. A jogger does not run aimlessly. kind of whatever happens. No, they train to finish strong. And in our Christian walk, we would do well to remember why we even run in the first place. I did that this past week. I was like minute 12. I don't sprint. I don't want you to think I'm some, because listen, I'm already dying right now. Right? Come on, brother. This is life sometimes. But I was running and I'm like, man, this is like, I'm dying. I'm sweating. I listen to worship music. It keeps me going. And I'm like, why am I even doing this right now? What am I doing to myself? I could be home, you know, watching 24, watching Jack Bauer just defeat somebody. But what am I doing here? And I started to think of the reasons why. And I said, you know what? No, Donald, you know what? I went back that night in the bathroom where I saw myself in the mirror and said, ooh, I got to make some changes. I said, you're doing this because you need to get in shape. You got 4 kids that need you around in another 20 years. You got, hopefully one day, grandkids. You need to take care of yourself. Okay, you're God's man. You're the pastor. You're a husband. You're a father. Okay, you need to take care of yourself, Donald. Come on. I said, you know what? You got a wife that loves you. Loves you in every shape and size. But you know what? You need to be there for her. You need to take care of yourself. You love this woman. Hey, you got 4 boys that love you. You need to take care of yourself. I thought, you know what? God gave me this body, and I need to be a good steward of it. I need to take care of myself. I said, you know what? Yes. Yes. The who and the why. And in our spiritual life, church, when we get tired of running, when it gets a little bit more challenging, when the breath in our lungs seems to diminish more and more, and I'm just like, I just need to stop. I just want to quit. I want to sit down. I don't care. We start getting these crazy thoughts of, I just need to be done. In those moments, when we're tired, when we feel like we have nothing left to give, it would do us well to remember why we're running in the first place, why we go on for Christ in the first place, because you have a family that needs to see you trust in God in the middle. You've got a baby boy that's going to grow up and watch the two of you and see your faith and see your determination and see your trust in God. Our boys are growing up and I hope are watching us choose him. Your kids, your spouse, your extended family needs to see you choose Christ for yourself. Remembering the who. Why do we run this race? Why do we live for God? Why do we trust in him? Why do we run on for him? Because listen, it's the best life that I can live. There's no better life. Sure, I can go try to find a career and make a lot of money. But I know a lot of people with a lot of money and a lot of sorrow and a lot of disappointment. Hey, there's no disappointment in Jesus Christ. There may be disappointing circumstances in life for all of us. But when I choose Christ, when you choose Christ and what he wants for your life, oh my goodness, your life is all the better. And beyond all that, why do I run? Who do I run for? For him, for all that he's done for me. Jesus, who ran the race all the way to the cross for me and died for me and gave his life and shed his blood for me. For all that Jesus has done for me, my goodness, I can run for him. And why do I run? I remember running that, I run up the bike trail in Brewster, and I was thinking about this message. And I said, why do we run? Why do we run? Because you know why we run this Christian life and strive to finish strong? Because God has purpose for you and for me. We're his workmanship. We're created with intention. Paul said in 2 Timothy, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Paul didn't just start his race, he finished it. He stayed faithful. God has purpose for your life, no matter how young or old that you are. So yes, take that first step. Yes, don't look back. But please, oh God, please, run on. Finish strong. Finish well, because he has purpose for your life. Don't settle for lukewarm faith. It would be so easy on that run up the bike trail in Brewster to get really tired. So you know what, I'm just going to sit for 10 minutes and catch my breath, and then I'll get up and keep going. But no, you know what? No, I have to keep going. That thing will tell me when to start walking. That app will say, hey, you've done it. You can begin your cool down now. So until I hear that voice saying, hey, it's time to pause, I better keep running. And in our lives, we may say, man, I'm trying to live for God. I'm trying to follow after him. I'm trying to do what he says. But I'm tired, man. I want to be done with this. What's wrong with taking a break? But if we just pause and trust and wait on God and follow Him, one day that still small voice will say, hey, Donald, I want you to rest a bit. Hey, you've done what I've called you to do. It's time to rest. God will give us rest when He knows that we need it. It's not up to us to decide. We have to keep going, keep running, keep trusting. Growth in Christ is like jogging. I'm tired, man. Right now, physically, I'm getting tired, bro. Listen, I don't have to run later on today because I'm doing it now. But you have to start. You have to take that first step. Who's going to be willing to take that first step? We have to stay the course. We have to finish strong. Jesus is the only way to real growth, and He is calling you forward today. So who's going to take that first step? Some of you need to, when the invitation starts, you need to say, you know what, man? I'm taking step one. Maybe even say, I'm going to ask Pastor, hey, I want to take that first step. What do I need to do? And then we'll talk about what the scriptures say. You got to take that first step. Some of you have to stay the course. You're already running, but you're getting tired. And you're like, man, is this even worth it anymore? Yes, it is. Yes, it is worth it. Some of us need to commit today to finish strong. Remember who and why you are running. When I was running earlier this week, I was near the end of that 25 minutes. And I was like really struggling. My legs were killing me. Kind of like there now. And I was thinking, man, I was thinking about this message. And I thought, okay, the who, the why, and I thought about life, and I thought about some of you actually running your race of life and getting fatigued and getting tired and getting worn out and feeling like you need to quit. And I thought, okay, Jesus is with us though, right? He's always there. And as I ran, I was all by myself on that bike trail, and I just in my mind closed my eyes for a minute. And I just pictured myself running through life like we all do when it's hard, when you're tired, when you're out of breath, when you just want to quit. And in my heart's eye, I saw Jesus right next to me, keeping pace. And I thought, man, that's it. When we're tired, when we're struggling, when we're running out of energy, when we're sweating and we want to just give up, if we could just close our eyes and remember, as you walk and run through life, some of us are just always running, it feels like. We don't have time to walk. We got things to do. And we're running through life. He is with me. And I pictured Him right there next to me, running and looking and saying, hey, you got it, bro. You got it, Donald. You're going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You can make it. I picture Jesus kind of getting a few steps ahead of me and turn around and say, come on, come on, you got it. Come on, keep running. Hey, don't stop now. I got plans for you. I got plans for your marriage. I got plans for your kids. Hey, I got plans for Coastline. Hey, I know you're tired, Donald, but keep coming. You got it. You got it. Keep going. One foot in front of the other. And I just pictured and I began to weep as I ran. Anybody running by, like, what's wrong with this guy running? But I'm just rejoicing that guess what? He is with me and He is with you. He's with you. And He's saying, come on, you can do it. You can make it. He's right there next to you. So if you're ready to grow in Christ, don't wait another moment. Start today. Hey, start today. Run towards Jesus. He will guide you to real and lasting growth. Would you bow your head for just a moment, church? Taking that first step. I don't care if I would have had to run for another 25 minutes, church. I want you to know that you can make it. I want you to know that Jesus is with you. I want you to know that Jesus is calling you to growth. He is calling you to greater purpose. Why won't you give Him your life? Why won't you give Him your time? Why won't you give Him all of you? Every bit of you. He's calling you to growth. He is faithful. Why aren't we? Some of you need to take that first step. Some of you need to take that first step and say, God, I've been standing still long enough. I've been standing still long enough. I'm ready to take that step. I'm ready to take that step. Some of you are so exhausted, so fatigued on your journey of life. You've lost all sense of direction. You don't know what you're doing right now. You don't know where to go. You don't know what to do. You're just kind of going with the flow. And sometimes, yeah, that's life. We just have to take the hits and trust Him. But some of you, it's not that you're taking the hits and going with the flow according to what God wants. You're just doing whatever you feel like doing in any given moment. So when God whispers, hey, I want you to tell your friend about me, you're like, whatever. When God says, I want you to give a little bit more this week in the offering, you're just kind of like, I have to build better. You just kind of, you're so easygoing about just not doing what God wants you to do. You're so easygoing about not growing. God says, hey, church is tomorrow. You need to be there. And you're like, I got so much stuff going on. We talked about it last week, remember? How Sunday's the first day of the week. We shouldn't treat it like the end of our weekend. Like, oh my gosh, I got to go back to work tomorrow on Monday. But instead say, hey, you know what? This is the first day of the week. Sunday, I'm going to start my week off right. God is calling us to growth, and we can't even do the simple things. Some of you, I'm going to say this because I believe it's true. Some of you, God would have you to not just read your Bible a little bit more or pray a little bit more. God would have some of you to go into ministry, to go serve a church somewhere. Some of you, God may say, hey, I want you to go to Africa and be a missionary. You say, well, no, not from the little coastline, right? Yeah. What kind of faith do I have? I don't believe that God could call some of you to do even greater things than anybody I've known has ever done. We think so little of ourselves when God thinks so much of us. And I'm not saying that in a self-promoting kind of way. I'm saying that in a way that you're created in God's image. He has purpose for you. Quit not believing that. Some of you you have no hope or faith that God could use you. It's time to take that first step. It's time to trust Him. It's time to run on for Him. Thank you again for listening to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope the message was an encouragement to your heart. Please connect with us through our website, coastlinecc.org, or on Facebook or Instagram. Send us a message, send us an email, and we'd love to connect with you. We'd also love if you could visit us for a Sunday morning service. You can find our address on our website, and our services start at 10 a.m. Our mission at Coastline is simply this: to know Jesus deeply and to show Jesus daily. I hope that we've helped you do that in your life today. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.